This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We're just 29 minutes now from Rangers pregame. They are visiting the Yankees over the next 3 days. Some weather expected tomorrow and Thursday, so be on the lookout for that. Time now for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Okay, T-Wolves, Thunder getting going in Oklahoma City tonight. Western Conference Finals won't have a team from California or Texas for the first time in 29 years.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Lakers, Warriors, Mavs, Spurs, Rockets in there. Yeah, that CP. Well, they played the California team that year. So, yeah, you know, that's surprising, especially because what is it? Six teams, a total of six teams in a 15-team conference.
Yeah.
That's dominance right there.
No doubt. Last time was Sonics versus Jazz in 1996. It's the last time a Western Conference Finals didn't have a California team or a Texas team in it.
Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, Detlef Schrempf, maybe some Dale Ellis in there, Hersey Hawkins.
I do wonder how the Sonics will end up being for this one, right? You have kind of smaller markets. Obviously, you do have Anthony Edwards, who's a star. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could end up being the MVP.
Yeah.
But do, you know, casual basketball fans, are they really getting roped into Minnesota OKC? I guess we'll see how these numbers look.
It's the battle of the MVPs, bro.
Yeah.
It's good.
Absolutely. Whoever wins this one is MVP.
Are you rooting for T-Wolves or are you rooting for Thunder?
I'm not rooting for anybody in this one.
Okay.
Not yet. I'll see how the series goes and I might pick somebody.
Yeah.
You know might make you feel a type of way.
Yeah. Somebody might do something. I'm like, nah, I want to see him lose now, fam.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see incredible plays. You know, I think we're going to get lots of those with these guys. But the NBA's business plan is really interesting right now, and it's coming into focus. A lot of people are talking about it because how they changed the CBA. You don't have super teams, and your best players are in tiny markets now. You know, so it is a weird time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, SGA versus Anthony Davis is going to be fantastic. And these are clearly the two best teams in the West right now, so it should be a heck of a series. The books favor the Thunder in a huge way, which I guess shouldn't be too surprising just on the regular season that they had, and it's back-to-back seasons now of the Thunder being, in a large sample, the best team in the Western Conference, but they are a heavy, heavy favorite here. I would expect this thing to probably go seven games. Now, since 2000, only four number one overall picks have made the NBA Finals with the team that drafted them.
Wow.
And so Anthony Davis has the opportunity to become the fifth member of that particular club since the year 2000. Wow. You've got LeBron James who did it, Dwight Howard did it, Kyrie Irving did it, and DeAndre Ayton did it. And I think I could have given you to the rest of time and you wouldn't have thought about DeAndre Ayton.
No.
You're like, oh my gosh, I forgot that Ayton and the Suns actually made it
to the
finals.
There was a time where Ayton was looking good and the Suns probably should have won that finals. They got up 2-0 in that series and all of a sudden it was Milwaukee and Giannis getting the Dwayne Wade treatment.
Oh,
and that's crazy. I think that could play a role in what Lucius was talking about, like me picking who I want to see win. I think OKC fouls so much, like I'm with Chris Finch, and I think SGA foul hunts, and he gets the line way too much. He's the guy. Like SGA is all of the guy, the intangibles, the leadership, you know, the fact that he brings all of his guys around him when he does the post game interviews, like their culture is the best and you should want to root for them. You know, I feel like, but at the same time, OKC is a bit of a Mavs rival, and I also still consider them the Sonics.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota in this series. I think Anthony Edwards is the best player on the floor, and I think the size is going to be an issue for Oklahoma City, much like when the Mavericks were able to beat them last year with Gafford and Lively. I think having Naz Reid and then Julius Randle's been playing absolutely phenomenal. Rudy Gobert, even though he's an absolute bleep hole and has a very punchable face, still huge, good defender. I think ultimately I'll go Warriors in six, or excuse me, Wolves in six.
Okay. Wow. I love that. That's a bold take right there, and I dig it. You know, Jaden McDaniels is another factor there. We saw how, firsthand last year as a wing defender. I mean, that's a guy who probably give SGA some fits. Let's be real about that.
Williams?
Yeah. Yeah. Jaden McDaniels for the Wolves.
Oh, for Minnesota? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For Minnesota.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. So as a defender, I mean, that's going to be a fun matchup right there. I do have to, I guess, apologize. I think I've done this a couple of times. Did I say Anthony Davis instead of Anthony Edwards?
It's a tough one.
I have to apologize.
But Anthony Davis might try to become a number one pick that wins the title again next year. I mean, this is still in play.
That's true. Just won't be for the team that drafted
him. You were projecting ahead. You got that time machine. And
shout out to my buddy. Remember the story about my girls going and going homicidal on the raccoons?
Well, how can we forget?
My buddy Sam is the one who took him out on that trip. He's the one that just texted me just to let me know how much of a dumb AI I am.
Yeah, I mean,
Anthony Davis, dumbass.
Fantex is lighting up for it.
Fantex is as well.
Yeah, they're going off, but okay. I mean, it happens. We stumble sometimes.
It's hard doing this radio every once in a while.
Thought you knew basketball, Chief.
I'm just peeking at the text. That is a litany.
Yeah, it's bad.
Of I'm a dumbass text.
Leave him alone.
I thought you just did it again with Jalen Williams, which I was thinking, man, did you get into that Delta 9 over there?
Wow, no, dude.
That's an issue, that Delta 9
That's
stuff.
In my past. That was so yesterday, Dawson.
But yes, if OKC is going to win, Jalen Williams.
Shout out to the WNBA, though, because the Sky Fever game averaged 2.5 million viewers this past weekend.
Nice.
Most watched WNBA game ever on ESPN. So that's pretty big time stuff right there for them. And, of course, the conversation has not stopped. Now, we do have something big. This is exciting, right? Brought us this weekend. It's a big weekend for you.
It's
with the auto racing?
All the auto racing. It's really our Super Bowl. We race it. We start the day in Monaco in the morning, and then we race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And we finish up with the Coke 600 at night. So for auto racing enthusiasts, it's huge.
Well, and it gets even bigger. Just when you thought it couldn't get any bigger.
We got
bigger.
The Wienermobile is racing? Is that what you said?
We have the first ever hot off the grill Weenie 500.
Yeah.
It will stream live on Friday.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock Central
Time.
Is
that Wiener Dog race?
The Dachshunds. Yeah.
They're getting after it, boys. Let's go.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
racing
about.
Racing around the most iconic track in all of motorsports.
They're racing these things at Indy?
Yes.
Like a boxcar derby.
Are they going to roll that, dude? I don't know. I don't know how fast these things can even go. I don't know what type of prowess these drivers have as like actual race car drivers. Are these just your run-of-the-mill Oscar Mayer Wienermobile dudes and gals hopping in these cars as they do throughout the year? Are they going
to
get like some specialized race car type drivers? Are they going to soup these things up? Well, I mean, they're aerodynamic as hell, so that's going to be good for them.
The other day in Formula One, they raced Lego cars. Like they were physically in the cars built with Legos.
With Legos?
With Legos. All Legos. And they were like, it was hilarious.
Was it a disaster?
They were bumping into each other and Lego pieces were falling off and stuff like that. But it was the actual drivers, two drivers a car is what it was. It was fun.
They can make some cool stuff out of Legos these days.
Yeah. But Lego cars.
They really can.
So yeah, I think that maybe.
Are you in on this? Like, do you feel like this is a good bid for your sport?
Oh, you know, they're going to do anything. That's what auto racing is.
I didn't know if you think they're making a mockery of what is supposed to be the biggest weekend in motorsports.
It's cool. I think this is incredible.
Yeah.
Kind of desperate to me.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Desperate for a wiener?
Yeah. They're having
a bit of a reach.
Gotta get somebody to watch.
I don't know, but Indy's got like 300.
12 wieners out there.
Who's the idea man behind this? He comes into the boardroom.
They're going to have like 350,000.
All right, everyone, pick your winner.
I've got it.
They're going to have 350,000 people watching this.
Watching six wieners.
Watching the 500, so.
Do you like watching wieners?
This is next Friday at 1 o'clock Texas time, by the way, if you want to stream it.
This is before the race, so. Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm watching one right now. They're big and clunky, bro. I don't know how it's going to make a turn.
That's what I'm thinking. This could be quite a wreck.
We could have some wiener disaster.
Might have the big one. Yeah, of course, the victor would go to the Wiener Circle, Chief.
The Wiener Circle.
I like that. They are apparently going to start it off with the drivers, start your wieners, and then boom, they're all going to fire up. So this is going to be must watch.
I think we need to do, what time is it on Friday?
One o'clock Central time.
Oh, this will be before we have, do our show. Yeah.
We'll be prepping. This is how we're going to prep for the show.
Oh, that's this Friday. That's my bad.
Krusty's Corner.
Man, May's flying along.
Anthony Davis, Warriors, and next Friday.
Krusty Corner, Wiener.
Fountains of misinformation, is that what you call it, Brian?
Yeah, he is the fountain of misinformation. <over there. laughs>
Give me more credit than that, dude. I'm a professional ball sacker.
I'm not. I'm not giving you any credit.
That's my real title on my resume.
No, I'm not going to give you any credit for that.
I do want to apologize to the Edwards family, though. That was disrespectful.
A little bit.
Yeah. We'll be better.
And the 817 might have to apologize for him, says wiener watching is a sport.
It is now.
That's just inappropriate.
Damn right, CA.
I can't believe he texted that. Okay, is that it?
Freak appeared.
Yeah.
Well, cold, I mean, water. Are we
just pregame?
Wait, are we
do
good
we gotta
here?
Go, Lucius?
What?
Do we think we got to go now? Because the new
sure do. I'm just grooving in here.
So is Dawson. Dawson thinks we're in the expressway right now.
Yeah, I'm grooving over here, bro.
I wonder what Anthony Davis has to say about this.
All right, we'll come back and get you set up for this Rangers-Yankees pregame coming up at 6:30, and we're back with that here.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the nation. Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, day one of Cowboys OTAs today, Brian. Dak Prescott, full participation.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday. Glad to see that one work out for everybody.
That's amazing. You know, he was asked about the fact that Stephen Jones said about 6 weeks ago that he would be limited in the offseason, but he said he's 100%, feels great, and that's a great step in the right direction.
I was hearing that he was doing some of the mobility things, like, you know, John Machota was talking about extending the pocket, extending the plays, things like that. I was hearing that it was the rollouts and things like that as well. So good to see him moving around like that.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I think if this season is going to go well, Dak Prescott has to be the player that he was, you know, in 2023.
Yeah.
And last year at the start of the season, you know, he's healthy. He ends up with 11 touchdowns and 8 picks, and he never felt like the offense really got rolling. And it made me wonder, like, has Dak kind of, is he over the hill as an athlete now? And then, you know, you add what Steven said 6 weeks ago. I think today was massive for the Cowboys. I don't think you can understate how important that is, that Dak's 100%. The other thing, Micah Parsons not there. Do you get the feeling from anybody that anybody cares over there, Brian?
Don't get the feeling. I mean, if you want to talk about the guy being a leader and all that, that's where you care. But I think they realize that Micah is going to be Micah. He does not like classroom football, and that's not his thing. And he's got other interests and things he wants to do. But he also now has kind of a reason. You know, he can just talk about what happened. We all saw it with Sean Lee getting tangled up with Zach Martin. You know, injuries happen out there. Would Did the Ravens lose their safety the other day, Wolchuk?
Yeah, the Ravens lost Darius Washington. Yeah, Dre Greenlaw, you know, has had a season-ending injury. But you could be there and not participate.
He said he's there for certain things.
Yeah, like he was there Monday is what Shotty
said.
So
that's Dawson, to answer your question, I think that there's concern, but I don't think there's concern. That's one of the worst answers I could ever give. But that's kind of like there's people that are like, okay, we understand what's going on. We'd like to have him here, but they're also not grinding their teeth about it right now.
You know, the reason I ask it, I this is one of those sensitive situations where they're totally optional. So as a coach, you really can't answer the question in a way that puts pressure on the guy.
He's talking about, and if you listen to Shotty, he's handling this the right way. He keeps saying, it's voluntary. It's voluntary. You know, I'd like to have him here. It's voluntary. Keeps using that word. Keeps reminding us that, and that's the reason why, because they're voluntary.
You know, I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it, but I think defensive leadership is massive considering how last year started.
And a new scheme, too.
I think the big question is, who is the leader on defense? Where's the leadership coming from? Mike is the guy that talks about it. I don't think that he is a leader personally. He's damn good on the field, and that's fine. You can be the best player on defense and not be a leader, but I'm never really going to look at him as he's the leader of the defense.
Maybe they look to free agency to try to find that. I mean, Solomon Thomas and Kenneth Murray Jr., the way that they talked after signing, you know, gave me strong leadership vibes.
On their draft class, I mean, that's kind of what it was all about, right? Everyone they got were team captains.
But the most important thing that a leader does is he sets the example that whatever coach says, we're flying 100 miles an hour to accomplishing that goal. And last year when they changed over to Mike Zimmer, even though Micah and Mike were good pals and they really hit it off, they couldn't get buy-in from the other guys. And they even talked about that at midseason. Like, you know, we really let the team down by not getting after learning this defense better. So, you know, if they haven't found a better guy to galvanize everybody, maybe you get in somebody's face, maybe you have a soft conversation about it, but there's got to be one of those guys. And I think maybe the Cowboys recognize we don't have that, you know?
Yeah. I think it's more frustrating, too, because Micah always talks about how he wants to be the leader and he lends voice to the idea that he can be that guy or he is that guy, but then you're absent.
Yeah, yeah. And
I think it annoys Dak. I think Dak's someone that it bothers him.
Pickens got all the first team reps, right?
Yes, sir.
No doubt about that. I mean, just get in there and tear him up, kick ass, and take names.
I'm glad Tyler Booker's not getting donged around like, you got to earn the starting job.
Draft
a guy
12 overall. Like,
let's not fool ourselves. Get the reps against the goods and move on.
It'll be a big Wednesday for us tomorrow. We hope you can join us. It'll be another 3.5-hour presentation. It'll be a Game 1 Western Conference Final show with Stars and Oilers. We got Mike Hyka set to join us from DallasStars.com tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I think Ralph Stranges is going to join us Thursday after the Rangers game to sort of react to Game 1 and get you ready for Game 2. But that is going to do it for today. Rangers baseball is coming up here with the pregame at 5:30. Patrick Corbin on the hill, the Rangers lefty in the Bronx. That can be helpful. We got that short porch there in right field. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 3.5 flawless once again like it was nothing. Wolchuk and Chiafalo, salute to you guys. And Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And for Brian Broaddus, OTAs continue tomorrow. We'll have a full sports show for you at 2. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.